American Idol.
After 15 years, the show ends tonight.
15 years of bad tryouts.
When Israel was in Egypt's land, let my people go.
Catty judges.
You are where you are now for one reason and one reason only. You are a loser.
And lots of over-the-top performances.
NPR's pop culture blogger Linda Holmes has watched countless hours of American Idol and is with us now to bid it farewell.
Hi,
and
Linda.
Hi, Ari. This is where it all pays off.
Really.
This is where it all pays off.
But it's ending now. How are you feeling?
You know, I have been mostly checked out for the last couple seasons, so I don't have, like, immediate sadness. But, you know, American Idol was the topic of the first post on the blog ever.
Wow.
So it's one of those things. I have a long history with it. I have, as you said, watched many hours.
This is your pop culture blog, Monkey See. And early in its 15 years, it was among the most watched shows on television.
Oh, it was gargantuan. It was at a level where other networks would not put anything opposite it that they didn't want to die. It was just kind of this world-stomping hit.
I went to watching parties.
It's interesting because it grew alongside reality television, right, and created its own set of stars. Did it actually create any music artists, like bankable stars?
Yeah, I mean, there are a couple ways to look at it, but the answer is yes, sort of either way. I think in terms of big headline-making pop stars, there are a couple who are talked about the most. Kelly Clarkson, who won the first season. Carrie Underwood, who's a country singer. But even aside from those two, there are, particularly in the areas of country and gospel, there are a bunch of singers. There's a gospel singer named Mandisa, and there's a country singer, Kelly Pickler, and there are a few others who have slightly more niche careers, but they do very well and they're still working.
Seems like the biggest star to have come out of this was a guy who 15 years ago was maybe relatively unknown, certainly lesser known than he is now. Ryan Seacrest.
Who knew, right? If you looked at that first season and said, the guy who's going to be a media mogul at the end of all of this is one of the two dudes who hosted
Clay
the first
Aiken.
Season.
No. Runner-up for season two, in case people don't get the reference.
Exactly. But Ryan Seacrest is now this gigantic producer. And I mean, it's crazy. He's a superstar.
Another interesting thing, the judging, right, embodied in Simon Cowell was a little bit about meanness.
Oh, yeah.
Which is not so much what you see on the shows today.
Right. And I think that the judging now is nicer. I actually really like their panel now. Their panel is Keith Urban and Harry Connick Jr. and Jennifer Lopez. And they're actually a lot more constructive in the way they talk to people.
Right. In a show like The Voice is built on that.
Right. And Simon Cowell was part of a more kind of mean British people fad that we were in for a while with Gordon Ramsay, who still works. But, you know, there aren't as many people trying to do that. That woman who was on You Are the Weakest Link, that woman, you know,
all kind of
part of the same thing. We were into getting yelled at by mean British people for a while.
And German ones for a little while, too.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Yes.
In the end, what do you consider its legacy or, you know, the impact that we're still going to be talking about?
I think it's one of the last shows that really was massively popular on broadcast television. You don't really get these big event shows.
Water cooler TV.
Absolutely. And whether they'll ever find another one, I don't know.
That's Linda Holmes, the host of our Pop Culture Happy Hour podcast on the end of American Idol. Thanks, Linda.
Thanks, you guys. When I tell you love has come here and now, a moment.